Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Certainly, we know that suffering in and of itself is certainly not a privilege. But when we suffer because we are faithfully representing Jesus Christ, well, we know that our message and our example is having an effect and that our God considers us worthy to represent Him. Suffering has, I guess, some additional benefits. One, it takes our eyes off our earthly comforts. Two, it weeds out superficial believers. Three, it strengthens the faith of those who do endure. And four, it serves as an example to others who may follow us. Suffering? Suffering for our faith doesn't mean we have done something wrong. No, we need to remember that, in fact, the opposite is often true. Often it verifies that we have indeed been faithful. Paul the Apostle was suffering. He was in prison at the writing of this letter, Philippians chapter 1, and we're going to pick it up in verse 28 and wrap up this chapter today, where Paul writes and says, "And in nothing frightened by the adversaries." Maybe we should step back and go to verse 27 again. It says, "Only let your way of life be worthy of the good news of Christ, that whether I come and see you or I am absent, I may hear of your state, that you may stand firm in one spirit, with one soul striving for the faith of the good news." And now again, "And in nothing frightened by the adversaries," which is for them a proof of destruction, "but to you of salvation, and that from God. Because it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer on his behalf, having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here is in me." Fearlessness in the face of those who stand against you? Let's face it, it's a testimony that they stand in the wrong against you. And if you're bold in your stand upon God's grace and his gospel transformation, well, that's also proof of your true salvation. However, you need to know that this never promises us a pain-free life. Not in the physical realm, where we live in a fallen world, one, you know, somehow without disease and pain, nor does it mean because you're in the right that these enemies of the cross cannot hurt you. Look, Paul suffered for his testimony, just as you and I will, if we are truly out there, and if we're not hiding our light under a basket. Now, you may be saying, "Well, you know, Pastor, this really doesn't sound like a very good sales pitch," but you need to understand that the gospel is never given as a sales pitch. This road is hard. Paul knew conflict. And if you're a Christian, so will you. It's ours to share in the glory and the blessings of Christ, as well as his pain. The disciples, they embraced this concept, and I think that's what set them apart from others. They literally felt that they were not worthy of sharing this. For them, all that persecution and pain, well, it was a badge of honor. Some of us, I guess, need to kind of fill up with the Spirit. And moreover, we need to man up in the faith. Because embracing all the armor of the faith listed back in Ephesians 6 and getting into the battle means there's a fight ahead. But remember, your exit, gang, is predetermined. So until then, well, you're indestructible. We are on the same field of battle that Paul the Apostle was. So stand with your brothers and sisters today as they will stand with you. Paul knew that God and the believers in Philippi, that they were with him. For Paul, well, he was indeed all in.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.